Hello. Today, the groups on duty are the tenants of Florida and San Francisco, and we will go on to Florida.
How great it is to be among great friends like you all over the world. And I feel overwhelmed, speechless. But I see all those big hearts, warm embrace. I love you guys. And there is no better place at 7:45 to be in the whole world, but to be united with the whole world clear of Benny Bahu. I love you guys.
Eric, we can't hear you.
San Francisco, אנחנו לא שומעים אתכם.
Eric, microphone.
Hello, dear friends. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you here today to tackle this great work the Creator set before us. It's been a pleasure to work with our great brothers in Florida. We all know that love your friend is the great rule in every lesson. Every meeting of the friends is an opportunity to build the connection the Creator wants us to have. So let's get ready. Let's do it. Let's lock arms. Let's think who will benefit from our work. Let's think of the people of the world, of the world 10. Let's dive into the desires of our 10s and get ready to receive the words of our great teachers and the light that the Creator wants to fill the world with. Thank you, friends. We will now hear our excerpt from Rabash.
Aikar Yasod.
The primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, you can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling divinity. Again, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling divinity.
And the question for active workshop, how do we build a vessel for instilling divinity? And one more time, how do we build a vessel for instilling divinity?
How can we build a kli for instilling divinity? We build our tent to be a kli for the revelation of the Creator.
Yes, we spoke about yesterday. If you want to build a temple, a desire, a deficiency of bestowal, it's from the ten with the friends. Shai.
Yeah, and with the effort to connect with the friends, we discover difficulties and discrepancies that were not suitable either for connection or for each other. But rising above it is what draws the light, and that's how we build a chisaron, a deficiency, together, side.
Yeah, just now we try to build this kli between us and the connection between us and building the ten sefirot into a parzuf.
And to always take into account that we have great help with this, with every thought about the ten, and with annulment before the ten, every smallest effort, with feeling, without feeling, by striving together with all the friends in the world, with the whole world in general, the trajectory that the Creator is pushing us into. So with the goal that we want to, yeah, it's certain to get a positive response. Eyal.
Yeah, we need to try and come to connection, heed the advice of the Kabbalists, reach the connection between us, and through the efforts between us, we activate the light, and the light puts us together into one clear, one prayer, one request.
Okay, I'll continue. We build a kli through connecting the hearts, connecting our deficiencies into one system, where we ask as one man with one heart, and the request has to be turned to the upper one, to the Creator, to connect us and build in us the kli and to be in it. L'chaim.
Each moment we start anew, take the advices we give one another and exert in them greatly and bring that kli to the lesson.
Yeah, we're building our temple in the heart with one intention, one request for the friends. Menashe is not here, so doctor.
Yeah, we do it with joy. This is the only thing worth living for, and the Creator did everything. So we could do it. He brought us in the morning, gathered us together, gave us a desire to be a kli for the revelation of the Creator. Let's do it together around the world.
And this joy is very important, otherwise it won't be a kli. It's just a deficiency. We have to show it precisely by raising it with joy. Shai.
Yeah, the common effort is the one that is measured in us. The common deficiency we're capable, how much we can be together in this in the same direction.
And we should listen to our teacher, feel the points, and be together with our Rav Niv.
And constantly ask that the friends won't forget to ask us to be a suitable vessel for the world, be a suitable vessel for the Creator.
Yeah, now we have several hours of good contact, strong contact with the reforming light. It's an opportunity to pray and ask for the friends that we will all become one kli. Eitan.
Hello. Okay. Our final silent workshop question for the evening. Think of how we can bestow contentment upon the Creator in this lesson. Again, think of how we can bestow contentment upon the Creator in this lesson.